Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. Inside this hour, I've got a full spectrum of Pan-African music for you. Current hits and classics from Tanzania, Sierra Leone, Tunisia, South Africa, Guinea, and Mali. Plus, some nice instrument-forward tunes. The kora features in one Manding fusion song, and the saxophone in a Rwandan alternative. And then we're going to meet an award-winning contemporary Nigerian highlife band, The Cavemen. Reporter Sheon Rave joins us live from a concert in Ibadan, where he caught up with the band leaders and concertgoers. And finally, on my Drop the Needle Music Listening Quiz, Jackson Mbunganyi sits in the hot seat. He is one of our own Voice of America radio and television presenters, also a lover of music. We'll see if he aces my quiz. So that's it. That is the show. Just sit back now, relax, and enjoy. Starting out in Tanzania, here is a great new single by Diamond Platnumz, Chitake. I asked a Swahili-speaking friend what chitake means, and he said, you know, I have no idea. It's either a made-up term or it's in a different language because it is not Swahili. So here it is. Enjoy.
Wendo kitumbua, wendo sambosa, basi njoni chumu baby ndo tuseme umesusa. Wendo mwisho areli, wako niwe kanuta, walo kwambia nala zuchu siyo kweli onazusha.
Wano kajikao sisi kutujaji, wapepole yao wana tonga maji, na ongeze bigi kwenye urokaji. Tukoteni jibi fenzi fulu chaji.
Fanya wailama kwa yuka, kiku kinyanywe kama unatupa. Yani wailama kwa yuka, kiku kinyanywe kisha kanuka. Mikwa chana na wayo kichita, 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 kimi. Kwa chana na wewe chitaki, 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 chitaki mi. Mchana ni kupe tango, siku ndizi swadata. Tuanze fanya mambo, kabla umeme wajakata. Mapenzi mweze kiwango, na umejali otalata. Na mnani jua kwa jambo, atoki mtu kwa mkapa. Yeah, amuli chi, chi, chi. Amuli cha 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 cha, kamoyo ti ti ti, nimeozaje sasa. Amuli chi chi chi, amuli cha 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 cha, kamoyo ti ti ti, na kuachaje sasa.
Wanakaji kao sisi kutujaji, wapekole yao wana tonga maji, na ongeze bigi kwenye urokaji. Tukoteni jibi fenzi fulu chaji.
Kinyanywe kama unatupa. Yani wanyama wanyuka, kiku kinyanywe kisha kanuka. Mikwachana na wayo kichita, 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 kimi. Kwachana na wewe chita, kichita, 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 kimi.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. We are at the top of Music Time in Africa. You just heard Chitake by Diamond Platnumz of Tanzania. Now, this next song, I selected it today because I got a tip from a Sierra Leonean Uber driver. He was taking me to the train station, and we got talking about music. I asked him who Salonians here in the D.C. area are listening to right now, and he said MC Caro. Who is this artist? She was new to me, so I checked her out. Love her. Here's one of her songs. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
And I know about it. Don't ask me. I want now a death. Don't ask me. And I know who say it. Don't ask me. And I yeah, it's set. My head. I just wanna know. My head. do my thing and I ya for CCP. He say caro caro ashin, I say jack and see something. What they now missing me? The brabila wait for me. I only get 15 mini. Let me play till the fire fini. Oh my God, I got big ball, I got good ball. Look at it, money now there, but I get love. Why you want? I don't want a nigga so back. Billy pump 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 pump. I don't wanna hear no trash. Billy pump 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 pump. Catch him boy, see yourself. Catch him boy, see yourself. Big up, rest in La Biba. In La Biba, rest in La Biba. Hustle up, and I know it, but it don't ask me. I want now or then, don't ask me. And I know who say it, don't ask me. And I yeah, it's set, don't ask me. And I know it, but it don't ask me. I want now or then, don't ask me. And I know who say it, don't ask me. And I yeah, it's set. My head, my head. I just wanna run the armor. My head, my head. I don't wanna check my balance. My head, my head. I just wanna run the armor. My head, my head. I don't wanna check my balance. See, I got money, my life is there. Yeah. And I got time for people issue, yeah. I don't wanna be in the fray. I don't have time. I don't wanna know who you are. I know the problem, y'all bring my pepper collar. I can eat pepper collar. I don't want no trouble, y'all bring my pepper collar. Yeah, oh. I now won't kill myself, I now won't kill myself. Y'all leave me, let me enjoy myself, let me enjoy myself. I said, I now won't kill myself, I now won't kill myself. Y'all leave me. Let me enjoy myself, let me enjoy myself. I'll let you move back. And I know it, but it don't ask me. I want now or then, don't ask me. And I know who say it, don't ask me. And I yeah, it's set, don't ask me. And I know it, but it don't ask me. I want now or then, don't ask me. And I know who say it, don't ask me. And I yeah, it's set. My head, my head. I just wanna run the armor. My head, my head. I don't wanna check my balance. My head, my head. I just wanna.
Hello everybody, ni Juliane, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
Hello, this is Heather. Now, these next two songs take us to another whole vibe. The first is Maniamba, a Mandé fusion tune by kora player and vocalist Maher Sissoko from Senegal, followed by Yakawa, meaning My Love, Please Stay, by Rwandan saxophonist and singer Water Sax Metusela. Here is Miniamba.
Miniamba tunga malande. Yes, I'm a Miniamba, savai kononelo. Ay. Itamwila, Itamwila, Lima Susu.
itafola, itafola, ni masusu. Itamwela, itamwela, ni masusu. Itafola, itafola,
this is your lady Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, VOA.
Usiwe na hofu, nisijali wengine, usibabaike. Mimi ni wako, na wewe ni wangu, haja wamini. Kwani mimi sina mwingine, ni wewe peke. Milele daima takupenda we. Hey, yeah. Nimepoka na madanga. Nyongo mukali aini, kweli wewe ndo anipa imani. Penzi lako kwangu mwanga. Hana mrespect mwingine, yani wewe. Nilele daima takupenda we.
Hey, dad.
was Yakawa by Metusela of Kigali, Rwanda. Hello, this is Heather. Now I've got one more tune for you before we go to Ibadan with Shane Rave to meet the cavemen. Here's South African hitmaker Sife Sihle Sikhekane with Amifiko featuring Yanga Chief. Was Amafiko by Sife Sihle Sikhekane and the Yanga Chief from South Africa. Now, are you ready to meet the cavemen? Sheun Rave reports from Ibadan.
Hello, Arthur. Welcome to Nigeria. Focus today is on the high life band, the cavemen, who have received widespread praise for their readoption of the pre-colonial sound in the country. following in the footsteps of Chief Stephen Osita Wasadebe and Oliver the Coker. The band, made up of two brothers, Kinsley Okorie and Benjamin James, burst onto the scene in 2020 with their debut single, Osandu, and then went ahead to release an album titled Roots, winning the Best Alternative Album category at the Eddies the same year, with songs like Bolo Bolo and fan favorite Anita. Let's take a listen.
Where is my shoe? Where is my clothes? Pay me my salary. I want to marry. Where is my shoe? Where is my clothes? Pay me my salary.
Now, you might have noticed the dissimilarity between the brothers' names, as Benjamin chose to adopt his grandfather's name due to personal reasons. Take a backbench as I attend their second concert here in Ibadan at the National Museum of Unity and speak to some of the attendees, then later with half-member of the band, Kinsley Okorie.
It's amazing! Mind-blowing! Epic!
Personally for me, I think this is one of their best so far. And I'm so excited to be here again.
It was a beautiful experience. Yeah. Like the songs, everything. Like, bro, I danced, I shouted. Yeah. It was just amazing, like really. And then they're about to play my favorite song right now, Anita. I'm already going crazy.
So play that song they did. A quick fun fact about the band is that they infused a dot in the middle of their name to avoid a lawsuit from an already existing artist in New Zealand who had trademarked the name The Caveman. And I got to sit down with a member of the band, Kinsley Okorie. That was your second time in Ibadan. Let's talk about your experience there. How did you feel?
Ibadan is always special because it's like West, you know? Hmm. And, you know, for the West to be vibing to music from the East, you know, is what we've always hoped for. It's the Nigeria we've always hoped for. So anytime that happens for me is always special.
So compare your second time there to your first time in Ibadan.
Both shows were so good. I remember the first one, I was ill before the show. I was better. I was better. I mean, the second one, we went to Ibadan with a lot of better understanding now, more confidence, you know, and more trust in God, you know. So far, Ibadan has been a good place for us.
Towards the end of your performance, your fans kept screaming for you to perform Anita.
Yes, I remember.
Do you think that particular song holds a special place in the heart of the fans?
Yes, it does. I think it does. Even it holds a special place in the hearts of high life music, the hearts of the cavemen, you know? So it's just special. It's a special.
So you were not surprised when they said, perform the song Anita, perform the song Anita?
Not really.
So before I let you go, tell us what your best wishes for the season are.
Should just be grateful, you know, Sam, because like in a room full of grateful people, there won't be conflict.
Thank you for those wise words. And give my love to your brother. I heard he's slightly indisposed.
Yeah, he's indisposed.
Benjamin. Alright, nice talking to you, Kinsley. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Now that's it. Focusing on the cavemen today. It's back to you, Ethan Maxwell.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Okay, hello. I hope you enjoyed meeting the cavemen with Sheun Rave. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. All right, now I have three songs for you from Northern Africa. Then Drop the Needle puts a VOA personality in the hot seat. That's Jackson Mvunganyi, host of Upfront Africa and Red Carpet, both popular news and entertainment programs that, like this show, broadcast in English to you in Africa. And then one final beautiful song from Guinea to wrap up today. From the heart of Tuareg territory in the Sahara Desert, this is Sastanakam by the legendary desert blues band from Mali, Tinarawen.
Sukoz taran dakhshinawan dinere sastanaqam dikdifu temidiwan le tasnid le shakwa ayna yawarni sinjay tsana tabas sukoz taran dakhshinawan.
Bagamoyo, Tanzania. I'm listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Je suis dans le manque, je suis dans les non-dits. Je suis dans mes failles, je suis dans mes bails, mais je rebondis. Je perds les pédales, je parle à mon âme, j'attends le déclic. J'attends la chute de mon biopic, comme dans Netflix. Joindre les deux bouts, encaisser les coups. C'est rester debout, sans céder comme un bambou. Durer la rupture, on s'est promis toujours. Mais même le cœur brisé, je choisis l'amour. C'est malgré le passé, regarder devant soi. Résilience et le courage de continuer. Changer sa destinée, oui, c'est croire en soi. Se faire entendre, même quand on n'a plus de voix. Oh mama, je ne vois que toi. J'ai perdu le sens de la fête. Oh mama, je n'entends que toi. Me répéter sans cesse. Oh mama, je ne vois que toi. J'ai perdu le sens de la fête. Oh mama. suis dans ma peine, je suis dans les flammes quand je me sens triste. Je suis mélomane, mélancolique quand je suis artiste. Je suis dans la gamme, je suis dans le game, je suis dans ta playlist. Je suis dans le calme et je suis en paix quand je vois mon fils. Oh maman, sois fière, ton fils est docteur. Toi qui t'es battu contre le cancer. Oh papa, sois fière, notre vie est meilleure. Tu t'es sacrifié, laissons tout derrière. Même si on n'a pas grandi dans des draps de soie. Résilience, c'est choisir quand on n'a pas le choix. C'est quand t'es plus bas que terre, atteindre le sommet. Peu importe qui tu es, où tu es né. Oh maman, je ne vois que toi. T'es hanté sans faire toc 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 toc. Tu parlais de moticônes, sentiments synthétiques. Des faux comme silicone, compliments pathétiques. Les faux qui font, les faux comptes font, les faux amis, je te bloque.
Yes, all right, that was Oh Mama by Zaho. Now, she was born and raised in Algeria, now based in Canada. And for our last North African song, this is Marouane Nourdou Djebali, known as Nourdou. He's a Tunisian singer known for many songs, including Arabouche, which exceeded 80 million views on YouTube, Ya Dunya and Nabat Nahreb. And he also played the role of Joseph in the TV series Fondo. Here's his latest song. It's called Philamen, and he sings, life has taken away who my source of assurance was. God, I ask you to protect and guide me. I got tired of what I saw in my life. What do I do now?
Ready? الايام ما هدوني اللي حبوا محوني والباهي كلام ضوينا ظلام وما يفيد ملام يا رب احميني على ديني وكيدك امري وحبيب تهديني
was Filamen by Nourdou of Tunisia. Now it is time for Drop the Needle. Jackson Mvunganyi is on the other line in Washington, D.C. This challenge is based on the music from my December 25th edition of Music Time in Africa. All right, I think I have Jackson on the line. Jackson Mvunganyi, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Are you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
Get your ears on. I know they're on. Get your listening ears on. So,
on.
All right. So what we have is I've got three songs for you. As you know, 15 seconds about. I would like you to try to tell me the name of the artist, the title of the song, and the country. It's a triple threat.
Oh, wow.
But if you can do two out of three, you're still doing good. All right. The
okay.
third is a bonus.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Don't know, don't you see if you get the problem? My grace, my grace, my grace.
If you leave this guy life, I don't leave you, go no. Man, I leave, I don't send no person. Save me, I don't send no man. I don't leave my life.
What do you say?
Ooh, that's my boy Wizkid and Ira Star with Two Sugar.
Yes! Oh, you got it. And I don't even have to ask you what country he's from, because we just know that, right? Everyone in the world knows that.
Nigeria, yes.
Okay.
My Niger people, shout out.
All right. Here we go, number two.
Everywhere we turn.
Is that the legendary Rocky Dawoni?
Yeah.
With Shine a Light?
Not Shine a Light.
Is it not Shine a Light?
No. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Tell me what country he's from.
Actually, so he's from Ghana.
Okay. So you got your two out of three.
Grammy nominated. I know that album was Grammy nominated in 2015. He's due for Grammy 2 this year. I just don't remember the title of the song.
He's due for a Grammy this year, which actually is on the 26th of this month, the Grammy Awards,
yes.
For a new single. That's what this one is. Never Bow Down.
Never Bow Down.
Never Bow Down, Jackson.
Never Bow Down. I'll never bow down.
All right, but you know what? You got
shout out to you, Rocky Dawoni. I got two at least. I got Rocky Dawoni and it's from Ghana.
Absolutely. All right, here we go. Are you hoping that he's going to win this Grammy this time? What do you think?
I hope he does. He really deserves it. He's one of those guys who puts in the work, really.
I agree.
One of those old school, classical, slash contemporary artists that has been able to kind of, stay on it.
It's true. If he wins, we should hold a party at VOA for him in his honor. Let's do that.
I agree. I agree. Especially last year where I did interview him about that album.
Oh.
And he gave a shout out to us. So,
okay.
Yeah,
we'll big return the favor.
That won't it.
All right,
yes.
Here we go. Number three.
Okay. Mackay, my saint.
Right.
From Malawi, isn't it?
Yes. Awesome. You're good. You are so good, Jackson.
Drop the needle.
You got it. You got it. So swag bag is coming your way.
Swag bag for me. Yes.
Yeah. So, Jackson, before we say goodbye, number one, thank you for playing. But number two, tell our listeners, you know, about your shows, Upfront Africa and your TV program.
Red Carpet.
Yeah, Red Carpet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Heather. I really appreciate it. First of all, Happy New Year to you, Heather, and to your listeners. Music Time in Africa, one of my favorite shows. I've been listening many years. Mm. You always have great hits. Very enlightening. Now,
thank you.
In terms of my show, Red Carpet, we look at culture stories, entertainment stories, sports stories that are making headlines for the week. It's a TV show. You can check it out online, voaafrica.com/redcarpet. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. We are also on YouTube. And remember to like, share, and subscribe for Upfront. That's a show that I've been doing for over 15 years now. It is a talk show on the Voice of America radio. It airs every Wednesday to Sunday, 1730 UTC. We cover everything. Like we like to say, nothing is off the table when we are chatting on Upfront. I'm very excited for some new guests, some new topics to explore this year, 2023. Here we come. Let's get it.
All right. Before we say final goodbye, I do want to mention to you, now, I don't know when it was, maybe 3 years ago now, maybe even four, where I had you on air and we were talking about Burna Boy, and he had not really, I think he was just about to do Coachella. Remember, there was all that stuff about him saying, I'm the king.
I'm the African giant.
I'm the African giant. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You were so right. You had insight and foresight about him becoming huge, and now he is. So I want to ask you now, Jackson, who do you think is going to be bursting on the stage, the global stage, in terms of being an African musician in 2023?
Yeah. I think 2023 is going to be Asake's year. But the thing about...
Who's here?
The music after the Asake.
Asake.
Oh, Asake. I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Asake he had a really good 2022. So a couple of artists that I would think would do really well in terms of Afrobeat. I think Asake will do well. Burna Boy will continue doing really well. Mm-hmm. I think Ruga is going to do really well. Ira Star is killing it. You know, she's only 19, 20 years old, and she's just producing bangers over bangers. I think Kiss Daniel has had a good year 2022. He's probably going to have a better year 2023. Bella Schmarter, another Afrobeat artist, beautiful voice, unique, and he's been doing really well too. Wizkid, not so sure. Something might be happening to Wizkid that we don't really know about, because he missed a concert in Accra, Ghana.
Yeah.
I think another concert. You know, it's not looking so well for him, but, you know, he keeps surprising us. He's one of those artists that has been consistent. Another guy that I think we should mention, you featured him on your show, Davido, who made history as the first Nigerian to feature on the World Cup stage at the FIFA 2022 in Qatar. Davido has been having a rough couple of years, two, 3 years, but I think 2023 might be easier. I expect an album out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? Let me see. Tems. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Tems. She had a great 2022, 2021.
Okay, but
I've been watching her on social media, and she's doing really well too. So
she is. Now you've named like 8 or 9 people now. I need you to.
I said Asake.
Okay.
I think Asake will be on top of that. But, you know, again, that's the thing about this industry, especially when it comes to Afrobeat, is that there's so much talent. You never know who is actually going to dominate.
I know.
You know, Burna Boy stays dominating, but also these other kids, you know, keep coming and just challenging him for the title, the African Giant.
And, you know, I would like to see someone from a different country. I mean, I'm proud and happy that Nigerians are doing so well, but I would like to see someone come from a different country. You know who I think is going to be? You didn't have an ask, but I'm going to tell you and all my listeners. But I think you know, because in the last show, I talked about this at great length with a DJ reporter in Ghana. This is...
Is it Aduma?
No, it's not Aduma. It wasn't in the show that you listened to.
Blackstar?
Blacko. Black Sheriff.
Blacko. Black Sheriff, yes, exactly. I meant to say Black Sheriff.
Oh.
I said Blackstar.
Blackstar. Well, you know, Blackstar, he's Ghanaian.
Blackstar is definitely...
Yeah, and you were just in Ghana. Did you hear...
Black
hear
Sheriff, yes.
Did you hear anything about him when you were there?
I did. Yes, he's making waves. You know, he's one of those young, exciting artists.
Yes.
There's another one that I discovered when I was there who is kind of in the same realm as him. His name is Medical.
Yep.
I will put you onto him. He's really good.
I know him.
Yeah. Blackstar is really exciting. I love his voice. I love his range. You can tell that he's changing the industry, you know, back in Ghana. So, yeah. Yeah, also, most of these artists, you can tell by how good they are with the features that they do with other artists.
Exactly. And did you know that Black Sheriff did a great feature with Burna Boy? He did a remake.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's... He's really great.
Great.
Okay, so I'm hoping for him, because he's sweet, too. I had him on the show. I interviewed him, and he's humble, even though he's... he's just really... Anyway, okay, so you named...
I love that you have him as your top.
He's my top. He's my top. Yeah. But I'm also rooting for Rocky Dawoni for the Grammy, and for people from, you know, hopefully artists from other countries. You know, we can go over to hopefully someplace in Tanzania or Uganda, or, well, South Africa's got its own thing and energy, but...
Yes.
Yeah,
we did some Amapiano, you know, waves.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
the problem with South Africa is that, you know, for a long while, you know, hip hop artists, you know, like Casper Nyovest and others kind of stole the show. But now you see a much more authentic originalist attitude towards their music, going back to the house and white
soul
and creating this new Amapiano sound. So hopefully that the world, I mean, because it's been trending everywhere. It's on TikTok, and, you know, Amapiano is just like taking over, almost on equaling Afrobeats in terms of its, you know, popularity. So
it's the beat. I mean, you can put an Amapiano production on any tune and suddenly it makes it hip and cool. You can just do a remake and put and Master KG is like the best producer of Amapiano. I mean, he just keeps making hit after hit. What was the song? Jerusalem was his big, and I thought that's maybe a one-hit wonder, but no, it's not a one-hit wonder. But out of South Africa, Shoma Majozi, I don't know if
Shoma Majozi,
she is great. And you know what? I thought maybe she was slowing down, but I actually saw a concert last month in D.C., in Washington, D.C., with Stromae, and show opened. She was amazing. So...
Yes, I wasn't in town, but I saw lots of videos making rounds on social media.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised and also really happy, because we did talk about, you know, what the choice of Shoma Majozi opening for Stromae. And for me, or Stromae, whatever, for me, it felt like such a natural fit for both of them. They're musicians, they're artists.
Yes.
Yeah, artistic ranges, you know.
Yes.
I was really happy for her. I've known her for many years, actually. I knew her before she was very famous.
Oh, did you?
When she didn't have... Yes. I even exchanged emails with her when she was still a college student in the U.S. And I knew she was an artist, but I didn't think she had it in her to be this great of an artist.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, she's just starting out. I also love her attitude. She's such a great person.
Yeah.
And for me, like you said earlier with Black Sheriff, these young artists that have a great attitude, who understand the industry, that tells me they have a long way to go, you know?
Yeah. Wow, Jackson, this was fun. Way longer than my normal drop the needle.
I had so much fun.
Oh,
thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Jackson, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, my friend. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Cool. That was Drop the Needle and more with Jackson and Mvunganyi. Hello, guys. Well, there is just time for this one last song. It's called Bukunjuri by the daughter of the legendary Ghanaian singer and musician Mori Kante. Her name's Manamba Kante. Here it is, Bukunjuri. Kante of Guinea, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. Also, a very special thanks to Sheyun Rave and the Cavemen and the concert goers there in Ibadan, and also to Jackson Mvunganyi, who played an excellent round of Drop the Needle. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and also online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.